Peter and the Wolf. And in this story, all the characters are represented by an instrument in the symphony orchestra. The bird by a flute. The duck by an oboe. The cat by a clarinet. Grandfather by a bassoon. The wolf by three horns. Peter by the strings of the orchestra. The hunters by the timpani and the bass drum. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out into the big green meadow. There was a slight breeze moving ever so softly across the meadow. That breeze was done by me, the storyteller. On a branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend.
All is quiet,
chirped the bird gaily. Just then, the duck came waddling around. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. You know, around the pond, sometimes you could hear not big bullfrogs, but medium-sized.
Thank you.
Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down on the grass, settling next to her, and shrugged his shoulders.
"Kind of a bird are you if you can't fly?" said he.
To this the duck replied,
"What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?"
and dived into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the shore. It's a bird hopping. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. It was a cat crawling through the grass. The cat thought,
"A bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him."
Stealthily, she crept towards him on her velvet paws. Those are velvet paws. Neat. "Look out!" shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. Bird flying. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat. From the middle of the pond. Cat walked around the tree and thought,
"Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away."
Cat had been hit about 6 or 8 times crossing the main highway. Just then, Grandfather came out. Elderly man bent over. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow.
"It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, what would you do then?"
What was he going to do? Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like Peter are not afraid of wolves. Oh! But Grandfather took Peter by the hand, led him home, and locked the gate. Mm-hmm. sooner had Peter gone than a big gray wolf did come out of the forest. That's a big gray wolf. In a twinkling, the cat climbed a tree. The duck quacked, in her excitement, jumped out of the pond. No matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, catching up with her. And then he got her, and with one gulp, swallowed her. Now, this is how things stood. The cat sitting on one branch, the bird on another, not too close to the cat. Ooh. And the wolf walked around and around the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. His eyes were deep set, raisin-like, but about the size of your hand, big. In the meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree, around which the wolf was walking, stretched out over the wall. grabbing hold of the branch. Peter climbed over onto the tree. Peter said to the bird,
"Fly down and circle around the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you."
The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. How the bird teased the wolf. How the wolf wanted to catch him. But the bird was very clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, and carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. Well, if anybody had ever tried to do this to you, you'd try to get loose. Think about it, gang. Peter tied the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope tighter around his tail. Just then, the hunters came out of the woods.
Geez, I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't know. I thought I'd unloaded this.
Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they came. Peter, sitting in the tree, said,
"Don't shoot.
The bird and I have caught the wolf. Now help us take him to the zoo. Put him in a pickup truck and take him to the zoo. Okay, Nate?
Just imagine. The triumphant procession. Peter at the head. After him, the hunters leading the wolf. Winding up the procession, Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather shook his head discontentedly.
Well, what if Peter hadn't caught the wolf? What then?
Thanks, that's a print. Above them flew the little bird, chirping merrily.
Yeah, that's about as merry as we can get.
My,
what brave fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught.
And if one listens very carefully, he could hear the duck quacking inside the wolf because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.
The International Children's Arts Network. We love tongue twisters.
Okay, Elena, I've got another one for you.
Alrighty.
I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought you thought I thought. If the thought I thought had been the thought, I wouldn't have thought I thought.
That's a lot of thoughts.
Think you can do it?
I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought you thought I thought. If the thought I thought had been the thought, I wouldn't have thought I thought.
Let's try that one together, too.
Ooh,
you
okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I thought I thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought you thought I thought.
If the thought I thought had been the thought I thought, I wouldn't have thought I thought. Pretty good. To find tongue twisters just like this, visit
iCanRadio.org.
iCan is a place for kids like you and me.
KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glenydon Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
And KQHR HD2 The Dells and Hood River 88.1.